When the Prime Minister Julia Gillard strode to the lectern at the function, she thanked her supporters and staff and mourned the loss of so many sitting Labor MPs. She also went out of her way to acknowledge the success of the independents.
Friends, Bill Clinton once famously said in a previous election in America, "The people have spoken, but it's going to take a little while to determine exactly what they've said." And that is where we find ourselves tonight. Obviously, this is too close to call. There are many seats where the result is undecided and where it will take a number of days of counting to determine the result. And what we know from tonight's result is that there will be a number of independents in the House of Representatives playing a role as the next government of Australia is formed. Friends, can I say to you and can I say to the Australian nation, in these days, as the election result is being determined, the conventions of our wonderful democracy ensure that I will continue to lead the government and provide strong and stable government until the outcome of the election is clearly known. And friends, what I can also say to you tonight as I acknowledge the election of these independents and a member of the Greens to the House of Representatives, I have had a good track record in the federal parliament, working positively and productively with the independents in the House of Representatives and working with the Greens in the Senate. I believe in respecting the role of every representative in the House of Representatives, including the independents and the Greens. Can I acknowledge my opponent, Mr. Abbott, in this campaign? Mr. Abbott and I have got very different worldviews, different values and different visions for the future of this country. But I would say to Mr. Abbott that he has been a formidable advocate for his side of politics. He's made of stern stuff. He's shown that in this campaign, and I congratulate him for that.
The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard.